This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? We're going to do radio graffiti today to start the show. Unless I have any objections from Todd or Kevin here, I'm kind of calling an audible. And radio graffiti, if you've forgotten, is supposed to be one sentence only. We'll let you go a couple, if necessary. No longer than a minute, though, to say whatever it is you'd like to say. Whatever is on your mind. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Same applies by text. 701-367-2054. That's for me. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Grab a pen and I'll say those numbers again in just a moment. You can also call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Our friends at Oasis put this on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for us on What's on Your Mind. And that means you can call 24/7, 855-200-1776. If your message is less than a minute, it will get on the air. If it's longer than a minute, part of it will get on the air, but we try our best when we're doing radio graffiti to keep them to a minute or so, just so we can get everybody in, okay? I'm not going to tell you what's on my mind, because I don't want to take a slot that could be used for a listener. I will ask Todd what's on his mind, however. Todd, what's on your mind today? Other things, obviously. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Oh, I don't, this circus. I saw Junior on, was on Fox and Friends this morning, Don Jr., talking about something. You know what's mostly on my border is I have friends in Arizona and Texas. This southern border thing is getting already completely out of control. It is unbelievable what's going on. And they're not even, you know, no crisis down there. Nothing to see here. Look away.
Texture says Tiger Woods is on my mind. Turned on the TV, saw those red shirts. Pretty amazing. I got to make a note here. Bumped into, by the way, Todd is not able to, we're not able to hear Todd.
Speaking of Tiger, by the way.
I know.
There he is.
A forensic expert is suggesting that he most likely fell asleep at the wheel. What? Left the hotel in the morning late for an appointment, and he somehow fell asleep on a canyon road.
Are you buying that?
Maybe no. He slept an hour. I don't know either.
But it makes you wonder, what are they trying to say now with this thing?
You know, I think I mentioned this to you guys that I was at Mar-a-Lago last Wednesday with Andrew Giuliani. He was at lunch with us, right? And Andrew's pretty good friends with Tiger, I guess. And he said he is on so many meds, you can't believe it. You know, like for all the pain he takes. So His theory was, it's just more meds. It's just more pain meds. And, you know, some meds do make you sleepy. I'm going to choose to believe the best about Tiger Woods. He certainly has been a scoundrel. But, Todd, what's on your mind? Now that we can hear you, what's on your mind?
Well, nothing was, but, you know, now that you mentioned the whole Tiger thing, falling asleep at the wheel? No, he was supposed to have gone and taught Drew Brees some golf lessons, and the Disney thing was running over, and witnesses say he was getting kind of upset over there, so I'm not buying the asleep thing. I mean, it makes him the victim, but come on, not buying it.
Mount Sinaberg erupts in Indonesia, says a texter. That's what's on my mind. Look at the huge ash clouds nearly obscuring the entire sky from view.
Wow, yeah.
Some big ash clouds, huh?
Do you guys sense there's something in the wind, a little bit of a change going on, something, not climate change, I'm not talking about that, I'm just talking about, I don't know, it just seems very bizarre to me, all the different things that are going on. No?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy?
Oh, no, yep.
I don't know, bro.
Something.
I mean, power, start. you know, maybe it was that whole power grid thing that sort of awakened me to, like, what is going on, for crying out loud, you know? Anyway, here's the numbers. Write them down. Lots of texts already, but we'd like your calls, too. Radio Graffiti just gives you a chance to tell us what's on your mind. We'll do it to the bottom of the hour. We have some great guests lined up today. A homeschool mom in South Dakota is going to join us.
Really?
Yes.
Love that.
And there's a bill that's up in the South Dakota legislature today. If somebody from South Dakota wants to weigh in on this, I'd love to hear from you. Senate Bill 177 will be voted on today. I don't understand this about public school entities, okay? A public school entity led by a superintendent and principals and everything else, right? They get a lot of your money, taxpayer money, to educate children. We agree on that, gang?
Yep.
Okay.
A lot.
A lot of that money. In fact, your largest chunk of property taxes is to education. I believe I'm still accurate about that. It's a huge chunk of money. All right? And then, when there are opportunities for other schools without any taxpayer money to educate children in a different way, they fight it. It's sort of like if, we were the radio... We were What's On Your Mind on five different radio stations, WDAY, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, KLTC, and the mighty legendary voice of the Northern Plains, KFIRE 550. And we said, you know, we don't want any other shows on the air while we're on. We don't want it. Every other radio station should go away and shut off. I mean, and by the way, we were funded by the taxpayers nonetheless.
These people, honestly, I think they think that we need to communicate with smoke signals or something still. It's like, this is 2021, friends. We don't need such an overreach into our schools. Where's the PTA? Can we please bring back the PTA?
Well, you're talking about a separate issue. I'm talking about just the fact that parents ought to be able to educate their children.
Yes, they should.
Without the long arm of the law.
Exactly.
Coming their way, i.e. the state, South Dakota state legislature, and also, I would add, a superintendent's ought to stop being jealous of other schools. And I know what they'll say. They'll say, well, we have to take everybody, they don't. I get it. That's why you get tax dollars to take everybody. In other words, if a handicapped child needs special services, they're more often than not going to be in the public school system because they have more services. God bless them for doing that, but you were born on third base, people.
Yeah. And you get the DOE doing what they do.
So I just don't get it, as you can tell, and we're going to talk with her about that. Rich Wardner is going to be here, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, talk about the first half of the legislature. And then also a fellow called in on Friday, former state legislator Kurt Olson, who wanted to take exception with a issue we were talking about, Senate Bill 2271. I hate saying the numbers of bills because it's sort of like anybody knows what the bill number is other than legislators. So what it is a process that would turn North Dakota's electoral college a vote into a secret vote. Really bad idea. Bad look. I don't know why Republicans approve this overwhelmingly in the state Senate. It needs to go away. I'm hoping the House does that. We'll talk about it. Okay, I'm right. Over 50% of property tax goes to schools. 50%.
Mm-hmm.
What I wondered is if you took property taxes and then everything else, was it, more than half? And according to this texter, it is. So thank you for that. Okay, here's the numbers for Radio Graffiti. You got a minute? One sentence? Maybe two? Maybe three? Stretch it to four if you can get it done in a minute when you call us at 800-228. 0550. Local numbers work too for KFIRE 550 258 0550. Kevin could take your call at the Flag Family Studios 271 1100. What did I forget? Text numbers? Todd, the radio god Mitchell 701 226 8503. Or me? 701-367-2054. We'll throw super producer Chris in there as well if you're interested in becoming a guest on this program or have a topic you'd like us to cover. You can either call super producer Chris, 701-352-8661, or call me toll-free 24/7 on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 855-200-1776. Bob and Fargo, you're first up on What's On Your Mind. One sentence only or a minute? Tops, go.
Oh, wait a minute. Bob's on the other line here. Hang on. Bob, 1 minute. Go.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, say, I just got one thing, and I just think maybe it's time for Tiger to consider maybe a different driver. That's all I got.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. You know what? There is something to that, right? Just get a driver. He can afford it. He's got 18 homes.
No kidding.
That's pretty funny.
That's good.
We reward jokes around here. Bob wants to come back. We'll get him a MyPillow. I love it. Bob and Fargo, call back, get Kevin your last name, and you got a MyPillow on me.
Well, he's there. Bob, can you use a MyPillow?
Yeah. But, you know, I've got one, but a guy could always use more.
Of course you can. Bob, are you calling from Mars? Are you on that new rover up there, or what's the deal? Come in, Bobby.
Most Fargo, and, you know, they just won't let me go, so.
All right. There you go. Sound like he was calling from Mars. That's pretty sure with all that static. But the texter says, Governor Christy Noem, what a standing ovation speech at CPAC. No doubt in my mind with her ability, she could govern both North Dakota and South Dakota if we merged together as a state. Just saying. She was fantastic. She was fantastic. She is fantastic. And she is a future major leader on the national stage. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. What's interesting when you say combine both states, she started her speech with a little joke about which Dakota she was from. But I also think, by the way, both the South Dakota governor, who is up for re-election in 2 years, so we all need to go to work on that, and the North Dakota governor have kind of really interesting skill sets that they bring to public service that work very well together. I'll talk about that when we come back, and then back to more of your calls. One minute only, call now.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America, and so do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's a Grease a la Palooza today on the program, is it not?
Yeah. Well, that's the latest movie that the woke crowd wants banned.
Let's cancel Grease. It's too late.
Cancel Grease. Yeah, can't have it. Calling it sexist, homophobic, and
now what's the deal? Is rapey. A Broadway show? Is a
rapey? Yeah.
Is a Broadway show coming out with this, or is it a movie like redo kind of deal?
Well, I think, well, like this song, for example, You're the One That I Want, I think that's very assumptive.
Right,
I think that that's very offensive. It could be, I don't know that I want you to want me.
You know what I'm canceling? I'm canceling them.
Thank you.
Stupidity.
Yes.
Say, my pillow is anything but stupid. It's the best product on the face of the earth, and our friend Mike Lindell is battling literally 20 hours a day. I talk to this guy all hours of the day and night. If you haven't heard the latest update, it's on our podcast, Leftovers, the After the Show show. It's on all of our social media from yesterday. Find that or just go to am1100theflag.com and put in the search Mike Lindell, and you'll find it. Okay? We're also put the tweets up. The tweets are up. Lee is the tweeter, and you go to What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter and What's On Your Mind Facebook Twitter. If you like that today, we will randomly pick a winner for a MyPillow. And if you make us belly laugh, we'll give you a MyPillow today. Like Bob did with the Tiger Should Get a New Driver deal. See, that's a belly laugh.
That's a good line.
It's a belly laugh. And you make us belly laugh, we'll give you a MyPillow, okay? And there's pillows now at the lowest price ever, $29.98. There's towels and sheets and robes. Almost sold out daily, so you got to get them. They refresh the inventory daily, but they're going fast. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back to the phones. 1 minute. 1 minute only. Let's get lots of you in here. Me and Fargo, go!
Yeah, when are we going to address the elephant in the living room? The emperor is wearing no clothes. Our president is in cognitive decline. When is someone going to invoke the 25th Amendment so that Kamala Harris becomes the president? I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but it is very obvious that Joe Biden is not running our country. And this is just not a good look for other countries to see us behaving this way. I mean, pretending like Joe Biden is in command or control of anything that's going on. And I'd like to know who is.
You know, the rapidly rising
That's just a piece of an awful appearance of the president in Texas over the weekend that you're obviously referring to in many examples before he was even elected president, Mia, if he was. I'm not sure he was legitimately based on enough evidence we've seen. By the way, if you haven't seen absolute proof yet, your patriot status is in question. We also have that on our websites, and we have talk radio expose interviews with most of the subject matter experts. We haven't got Dr. Sheevy yet and a few others we're working on, but it is very interesting. Thomas McInerney, three or four-star general in the Air Force, top three man in the Air Force, hour and 10-minute interview on our website. Download it, listen to it while you drive, and tell me if it's wrong. Mia, why do you think there isn't wider recognition of what you're talking about, cognitive decline of the president?
Well, I think we actually have almost a fourth branch of government, which is our media. And I think that they are there to shape and mold a political narrative to whatever they want it to be. I mean, when Governor Andrew Cuomo was helpful to them, when they could cut out of Trump and the vice president's daily briefings on the COVID-19, they would cut to Andrew Cuomo. And at that point, according to Joe Biden, he was the gold standard, and they just built him up and made him, you know, this amazing person. And when he's no longer useful to the Democratic Party, he's gone, and he is gone with these three sexual harassment charges, and then also, of course, the thousands of elderly people he put at risk by them having COVID and him putting them in nursing homes.
They gave the guy an Emmy.
Yeah, Mia.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to take it back. They're going to take it back, I heard.
That's
true.
Yeah, very good call. We gave you a little more in a minute because you were worth it, and I hope others are concerned too about this. And in all seriousness, I don't revel in any of this. I don't sit there and go, "See, I told you so." I look at it and say, "Does he have a family?"
Besides Hunter.
It is elder abuse. And I got to think his wife at some point is going to have to say, look, I can't do this anymore. If she was bought off, if they were both told, look, we know you're declining, but you can be president as long as you want. You'll be able to say you were president. What a way to go out. I don't know. But it's clear she knows he is in some sort of stress mentally because she steps in every time he steps in it, which he did in Texas this weekend. Mia, thanks a bunch. We'll have more of that before the show's done, just so everybody's aware of it, if nothing else, because the media hides this. Yeah, the fake news media hides it. All right, who's on caller two? You're up next. Go ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is Ron out of Mandarin.
Take it away, Ron. You got your minute. Go.
Short story. The Iceman, Ron Rarick from Washington or Oregon State, came here about 30 years ago. He was an enforcer for the mafia. While in prison for trying to get $1 million out of an airline in Denver, an old inmate in that penitentiary led him to Christ. The judge brought him back before his bench saying, our job is rehabilitation. We have seen the rehabilitation. We're releasing you. He went to Bible college. He's now, at that time, 30 years ago, was a pastor of a church in Oregon, and they changed his name from the Iceman to the Marshmallow. When he came here to speak, he gave us his testimony about being that enforcer for the mafia to the new person that Christ talks about that was now called the Marshmallow. So, Kirk, in wherever he was, South Dakota, try it, Kirk. You'll love it.
All right. He's referring to the caller yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you heard that, you get the story. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. Did we put that whole call up yesterday on our social media? The whole call is there. The whole darn thing. And I got a lot of grief about that last night. What are you doing? Why do you give that idiot all that time? We just have to make judgment calls once in a while, and that was a judgment call. I personally think it's fun to hear people who have this incredible amount of hate for President Trump and then kind of tell you why. I think it maybe informs others. I don't know. Let's squeeze some text in here. Where's the effort currently to get Luke Simons out of the North Dakota legislature? Anything new since the weekend? I don't know, and I would like to dig into that a little bit to tell you the truth. I would offer Luke a chance to come on this program if he'd like, talk about the story. I don't know who to believe and who not to believe. We've got one call on it. It came Friday, and the call on Friday was from someone who was a neighbor or knew him for a long, long time and said, there's no way any of this is true. One person's opinion, obviously. I don't know enough about either the accusations or the defense to know I have an opinion or I don't have an opinion. What I do know is that anybody accused of anything ought to have due process. And there is not a lot of due process in this world. If there were, Bill O'Reilly probably still be on television, right? On Fox News. But he got caught in the cancel culture of Fox News and some bad decisions by previous folks at Fox News that were real. Kind of the same reason, what's his face from the Today Show is gone, Matt Lauer, right? Some of them are legit, but there ought to be a due process. And you can't just say, you must resign because, you must resign because. So I'm reluctant. I don't know. I'm going to be in Bismarck a chunk of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then down to the big bull sale, by the way, at the Chimney Butte Ranch in beautiful Mandan, North Dakota. ChimneyButteRanch.com has directions for that. Call Doug if you want to go, 220-2083. But anyway, I'll dig into this some more then. More coming up. What's on your mind? It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908. 318-0908 or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department Director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're all being very polite. You're with me all day, and it's dinner time. Good afternoon, or almost actually it's evening. And I want to thank you, Governor Ms. Abbott, for your hospitality and your friendship. And Representative Senator Cornyn, I think he had to go back. I think he's getting on a plane. He told me he came in to see me last event. And Representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
I think it's too late. I think it's too late.
Mayor Turner, Judge Hidalgo, thank you all for welcoming us.
That's sad, is what that is. I'm sorry. That's hard to listen to.
It is. It is.
And I don't, again, really? I don't. If we're thinking it's uncomfortable, how does the family think? I mean, number one, this is a problem of the prompter. If you win the presidency by prompter, you will quickly lose the presidency by prompter. So part of that's just the prompter. Why they have him, they know his weaknesses. Why would you have him say names? You know, like, remember the movie Airplane? When you know, he called.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Exactly. He just called Sheila Jackson Lee Shirley. I mean, you know.
I know it is sad. And I hate to laugh, but you know what? You stepped in the ring, man. Oh, you know, all gloves are off. Sorry. You know, you put yourself there. So we get to call it out. And I'm getting major crap for, you know, he has a speech impediment. This is clearly not a problem with his stutter.
Time. Yeah.
Come on.
And you know what else? You know what else?
What?
I don't like the, well, you did it so we can do it game, but the vile nature of which Donald Trump was treated about things that were false. And all we're doing is playing his own words and saying, is this a concern to you? Are very different, right? I mean, I don't want to, you know, I know you are, but what am I?
It is very different.
But it's amazing how people who thought it was a sport to hate Donald Trump now are quick to rip into, you know, us for saying what's obviously true about Joe Biden. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I'm trying to say. University of Mary is a school I want to tell you about. The University of Mary really, really values value. What does that mean, value in an education? Well, at UMary, it means a world-class education at an affordable price. If you go to umary.edu, check out online, check in the Discover More, you'll find the keywords there. Affordability, meaning the costs of UMary are truly affordable. You ever seen that stat on the cost of a UMary education? Compared to even UND or NDSU, it's incredible, the affordability. The flexibility means you choose your own program. Working adults have the opportunity to work, but do online, on-site, or a blend of the both. The right fit for your life. And they have the support for you, too, to do all that. Faculty members that are invested in your success and work with you throughout your entire program. It's why I love UMary. I love UMary. I have unending love for this great institution. Find out more, umary.edu. 25 before the top of the hour, we have a guest joining us momentarily, a homeschool mom. Soon as Daniel connects to her, we will chat with her. In the meantime, Jan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, has a joke. Are you there, Jan?
Yes. Are you ready? It's a cancel culture joke.
Well, cancel culture joke. If you make us belly laugh,
perfect.
So you know.
Let's hear it.
You get a free MyPillow, so no pressure, but go for it.
I'm so confused. If Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head are no longer male and female, does this mean there will be no more tater tots?
Oh! Okay. Bada boom! Bada boom! Yeah, it's not exactly a belly laugh, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good, and it's actually more sad than anything that the whole My Pillow mess is happening. Where is this going to end, folks? Where is this ridiculous insanity going to stop? That Mr. Potato Head can't be a Mr. Potato. We need a gender-neutral role for Mr. Potato. You know, for one, this is man-hating nonsense.
Unbelievable, yeah.
It's man-hating nonsense, number one.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to fire anybody that thought of it.
And now they're going after Dr. Seuss' book.
Yeah, of course. And exactly. Well, tell you what, Jan. Next time you're in Fargo, you shoot me a text, okay? And we'll get you my pillow, okay?
Excellent. Will do. Thanks. Have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks so much. You bet. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. All right, we connected up with a homeschool mom, Jan Beving, who is from South Dakota. She helped South Dakota officials craft something called Senate Bill 177. And we're going to talk a little bit about an effort by the teachers union to shut this down. I hope the majority of House members in South Dakota are not in the back pocket of teachers union, because teachers unions should be doing one thing and one thing only right now, trying to find a way to get out of the mess they helped create of COVID and kids not being in school. They ought not be worrying about parents who actually decide to educate their children because that's their job. I am just amazed at this level of insanity. I have a telephone number you can call them at if you want to tell South Dakota House members how insane this is and let them know that you are in favor of parents teaching their children how they choose. That number is 605-773-3851. 605-773-3851. Jen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about the roots of this. How did you become involved in crafting a bill for the legislature to consider?
Yeah, so I call myself kind of an accidental homeschooling mom. It was never something we thought we were going to do. And then one of my children kind of needed a little bit more than the school could offer going into kindergarten. So I was a lawyer at the time, and I quit my job as a lawyer and became a homeschool mom. And so fast forward to COVID, and obviously there's a lot of issues going on with all these kids being sent home from schools and not being educated. And we formed a committee, or I was asked to join a committee here in South Dakota called Families for Alternative Instruction Rights. And so we were just kind of going along in our committee and trying to decide some of the best things we could help do for South Dakota parents when we get a phone call from Governor Noem's office. And she's like, I have all these people from out of state calling me saying, I really want to move to South Dakota because I like how you're handling COVID, but your homeschooling laws aren't great. They're worse than the states I'm coming from, which were obviously more liberal states. And so she contacted us and she's like, hey, what's going on with these homeschooling laws? And, you know, we're like, yeah, it's not great. And it had just been something that was so hard to tackle all at one time. It wasn't something that was really on our radar at the time. But when she said, you know, let's do this, let's make this free. I trust people and I trust parents. Like, let's try to get these laws to reflect that. So that's when I got involved. Probably around July or August, we started writing the bill. And, yeah, here we are on hopefully our last day of working with them.
Well, gosh, that's a heck of a story. Pretty amazing. I'm curious what kinds of things these other, you know, potential South Dakota residents saw in the homeschool rules that they said this is not right. What are we changing with Senate Bill 177?
Right. So a lot of these people were coming from states that – really, you don't have to do anything to homeschool as far as legally. You don't have to file paperwork. You don't have to send in standardized tests or portfolios. You don't have to get permission from the government is basically the issue. So they were looking at South Dakota, and we have a form that you have to fill out every year. And that form has four different witness signature lines. It has a notary form, a birth certificate attachment. And they were asking, they're like, what is this for? I'm like, well, they want you to prove that your children are your children in your own home. You know, and that didn't make sense to a lot of people. Like, of course they're my kids. They live in my home. So that was kind of one hurdle. And with Senate Bill 177, we've turned that yearly situation into just into a single form. When you first start homeschooling, you file it. You can file it directly with the state government, who would then share it with the school districts if they needed that information, streamline the form, got rid of the witness signatures. We're trusting if you say these are your kids, the kids living in your house, you don't have to, you know, give us five forms of ID to prove that. So that's the first part. The second part was standardized testing. And in South Dakota, we currently have to standardize test our children in 4th, 8th, and 11th grades. And that in and of itself isn't a huge deal. There aren't a lot of states that do it just because it's not a good reflection or a measurement of kids. But what our problem was with the testing was twofold. For one, neither the schools nor the Department of Education ever looked at these tests, which they admitted. They said, we've never used them. We've never looked at them to say, oh, this kid's not being educated. And then it costs the state $40,000 a year to make these tests available to homeschooling kids that don't utilize them, because we can choose our own tests, and a lot of times we do. And the last part, and really the most problematic part of the testing, was in the law there's a section that says if a student doesn't show sufficient progress on a standardized test, the school board can come into your home and say, nope, you're done homeschooling. We're going to force your child back into public school because we don't like this score on that test. And there's no parameters and there's no real appeal process in there. So technically, my kid could have a 90th percentile score and the public school could say, yeah, we need you to be getting hundreds.
Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous. We're talking about the government having that kind of power over your kids. Tell me that the government should be able to say, no, mom, dad, your child's not making sufficient progress in our school now. We can do better. How's those test scores working out? How are math and science proficiency doing and reading proficiency in the public schools that take our taxpayer dollars right and left? I mean, my gosh, you doing what you're doing, Jen, is saving the taxpayers of South Dakota money, and you know better than they do about your kids. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. Clearly, that law has to change. Why hasn't it been easier to do? Are the teachers' unions and the superintendents screaming foul here or what?
Yeah, I think, you know, so when we first kind of started pushing this out, we have really, really broad support. And in fact, we have a lot of support from individual teachers. The homeschooling community is actually made up of a lot of former public school teachers who have opted to educate their kids in their own home for various reasons. But some see the issues in public school and that, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all for public school. Of course, we need public schools. We need them to be good. We need them to be strong. But yeah, by and large, our opposition would be the superintendents group here in South Dakota and the large school group and their lobby. And teachers from some of the larger school districts, Sioux Falls School District being the primary one that's really having issues with that. And so they're really pushing back. And it's unfortunate because this bill does do some good things for public school kids in the truancy clause, really helping these schools be able to reach out
Interesting. I want to talk more about that when we come back. Hold tight, Jen. We'll finish on the other side of the break because you're saying there's also things that help the public schools. So why is Sioux Falls Public Schools against this? Why are teachers' unions against this? You mean to tell me a majority of South Dakota's House thinks it's okay to have government tell parents, no, this isn't sufficient. Give me a break.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too.
For proven Galve genetics that are your path to profit, attend the annual Jimmy Butte Ranch Bull Sale. Friday, March 5th, 1 p.m. Central Time at the Ranch Southwest of Mandan. Selling 58 black and red Galve purebred and balancer bulls with genetics to increase your profits. For a sale catalog, video information, or detailed information, log on to JimmyButteRanch.com or call Doug at 701-445-7383. Jimmy Butte Ranch Sale, Friday, March 5th at the Ranch Southwest of Mandan.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
So the home cooking is waiting at PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations all throughout the Red River Valley and beyond. Bismarck, Mandan to the west. Bemidji, Dilworth to the east, down to Wahpeton. They're everywhere, folks. All throughout Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, of course. And the food is fantastic. It's Tuesday, so I'm thinking I might take a little run out to Yulin, Minnesota. Nice community. They have a great little coffee club there in Yulin, and they're serving for lunch today stuffed green peppers. That's what I'm saying. Cheesy potatoes with ham on the 12th Avenue I-29 location. Lasagna with garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatball dinner in Harwood, or the hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and the best price on fuel you'll find anywhere, like on Leaded 88. You can't buy a better deal than that. Great octane and a low price and a lot of their locations. Tell them Scott sent you. Petra's Serve USA. Wrapping up our chat with Jen Bevin. Jen is a homeschool mom in South Dakota. She's a lawyer that quit her job to educate her schools. Calls herself an accidental school mom. Didn't intend that, but one child of hers was not performing to their capability. So I think you have done, Jen, what a lot of homeschool moms have done, and that is great sacrifice. I imagine the family had to do with less revenue if a mom lawyer quit her job to educate her kids, and that's why I always say there's a special place in heaven for homeschool parents. Because
it's
not easy. Yeah. And I don't know why, but you seem to be a target number one, numero uno of the public school system. I get in anything there can be bad actors, but again, this is about a parent's right to do what they think is best for their child. And when a union thug or a union boss or some political animal is running around saying, no, you can't do that. Or for that matter, a superintendent worried about somebody moving their cheese when that doesn't cost them anything if you homeschool your children. Cost them nothing. Zero, nada. I just don't understand it. You said there's even some good in this bill for public schools. Tell me what.
Yeah, so when we were writing this bill, there was a little loophole in our truancy laws right now. So essentially homeschoolers in the current law are exempt from any truancy charges. That's kind of what homeschooling is, just an exemption so you can't get a truancy charge filed against you because your kids aren't in your home all day. And so what we did is we wrote homeschoolers into the truancy clause. And what that really does for public schools, and so public schools will have, you know, these kids who aren't going to school very often, and they'll give them a warning, say, hey, you're coming up against this truancy charge. And those families would possibly, potentially just pull their children out, file the homeschooling paperwork, and then they're shielded from any potential actual truancy charges, which would be a misdemeanor charge on the parent's record. And a lot of these parents, you know, maybe can't have another charge on their record. And so, obviously, those aren't the type of people that are probably going to be doing a great job homeschooling. And so we wanted to protect those kids and those families and give the school the ability to try to work with those at-risk families and keep those kids in schools. And so we feel pretty good about that. They're coming out with this claim that says the dropout rates are going to skyrocket, and there's no basis of that. But when the school lobby is just pushing that out to all the legislators, you know, they're kind of taking it verbatim, like, oh, my gosh, this bill is going to cause a dropout. And we haven't changed anything with the dropout age. That's all still the same, and we've actually strengthened it because we've worked on this truancy portion. So any public school who feels like a child's not being educated, they can file a truancy charge and go in and investigate to see if they actually are being educated in the home.
Well, translation dropouts mean we get less money from the taxpayers.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, they're less worried about the child dropping out than they are about the money. And unfortunately, that's what the public school systems have become far too often. Now, they do a lot of good. I'll say it all day long. I think North, South Dakota, Western Minnesota schools, public schools are among the best against their peers. Unfortunately, that bar continues to be lowered and lowered and lowered. So when a parent says, I'll do this, thank you very much, they ought not have the long arm of the law and the public school system and the teachers' unions with their thumb on them, with their boot on that neck. It's ridiculous. So if you're a patriot, stand up for parents having the rights to educate their children as they see fit under the rules and guidelines. Reform this in South Dakota. Pass Senate Bill 177. And if you call that number I gave you earlier, all you need to do is say, here's my name, here's where I'm from. Please get this to my legislators in the House, okay? 605-773-3851. Let's win one for Christy Noem here, folks. 605-773-3851. And, Jen, thanks for sharing this story today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Very important, folks. I hope you do that today because this is nothing short of ridiculous. We've got to call this stuff out. We really do. Paul in Grand Forks, let's squeeze you in before the end of the hour. One minute only. Go.
Paul from Grand Forks. Hey, D, Do you have any idea what the final count was of people who were taking the task, had consequences for their actions in Fargo? I don't give a rat's patootie about Minneapolis. They're just nuts. But I'm wondering, what did we finally do here? How many went to jail? And how many were arrested? Kind of, it's far enough away from there, and it looks like it's starting up again. They're starting to get ready to rattle the cages. So I'd like to know what kind of consequences there were.
Wait a minute, Paul. Are you talking about the peaceful protests the Black Lives Matter held? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the peaceful protests in Fargo. I know they held them in Minneapolis, burned 1,500
right.
stores.
Yeah, that was a peaceful protest too.
We had some, and I'm just wondering what the consequences were in Fargo, North Dakota.
I don't know the answer. I know that the Biden administration just asked the U.S. attorney who was actually doing something about it to resign, Drew Regley, so we know what they think about these protests. I'll get you the answer, though, soon. Stay listening, Paul. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.